ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the hole. So why don't you send him home? His bags are packed. He's got his airplane tickets. Bring him to the airport. Send him home.
Send him home. I just send him home. Time to go home there, ball.
Oh, son of a ball, why didn't you just go home? That's your home! Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
That was Phil Mickelson yesterday on the Eagle that lived out. It's the Steve Cochran Show live in the Allstate Showcase Studio at 9:13 in the morning, and we are excited about the UL Crown. ULCrown.com for tickets and information coming to the beautiful Merritt Club. Keith Williams is president and CEO of United Laboratories. Let me turn your microphone on here. That might help both of you. And Craig Kahn's here. Craig's an old pal, and he's more than excited about sitting next to Dave Ennett, who he listened to as a small toddler.
Okay. I didn't hear the words small toddler use, Steve.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It is a thrill, actually, to be with you guys. We're glad to be here, aren't we, Keith?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely delighted. And it's going to be a fantastic sports week in Chicago.
All right. So let's get local here real fast. Tell me about the USA and the American team in this event.
Well, they're playing pretty well right now. Jarena Pillar might be playing the best out of anybody on the team. Jarena
She's
Pillar,
a rock star,
she,
man.
She has become a rock star without winning a tournament yet, yeah. Which is amazing. But she could win the crown this week. So Jarena Pillar, Stacey Lewis. Stacey had a pretty good week in Toledo. And then you got Lexi Thompson, of course, and
Who's
Christy
here?
Kerr.
Yeah. Lexi Thompson's Lexi, here.
We brought
she's
Lexi
very
Thompson.
Quiet, but she's here.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, we bring up those poster-sized images all over the place. Been carrying it around town. So I think the United States, while not the overall favorite because they are the second seed, top seed in Pool B, they have a good chance. Remember, they didn't even make it to Sunday the last time. They are motivated.
That's right. Last 2 years ago, you had Spain winning and Sweden second, yep. So even Korea struggling.
And speaking of Korea, the Korean women have dominated the tour now for years. Who are fans going to really look forward to seeing?
Se-young Kim's a really good player. What's interesting is Inbee Park's been injured for a while, and she's been the number one player for off and on for a couple of years now, battling with Lydia Ko and Stacey Lewis. And she's not playing because of injury, and So-yeon Yoo is now on the team. And So-yeon Yoo is a U.S. Women's Open past champion, also a top 10 player in the world, who had to get in as an alternate to fill the four spots. That is the toughest team to make in all of professional sports, I believe. Team Korea is just loaded, loaded, loaded with talent. Amy Yang's on that team. She made 9 birdies in a row in Korea at our
yeah,
event
me too.
A couple of weeks ago. Video games are great.
Right. And explain to folks why Korean women's golf in particular blew up in the last few years.
Well, you could go all the way back to Sayuri Pak winning the U.S. Women's
Open.
Well,
that's the one, right?
That's the one that paved the way for everybody in Korea to come over and play and
but
be
then
stars.
But didn't all these facilities pop up then?
They do, but they can't even get on golf courses. Keith knows this. They have ranges that are just packed from the start of the day to the end of the day in darkness.
Right.
It's amazing. And they're very polite. The culture over there is phenomenal. We have the event over there with the LPGA, which, by the way, we play in 15 different countries. We've got players that represent more than 32 countries on our tour each and every week, and we're televised in 170 countries each week on our tour. So we're basically right. Like the Olympics each and every week. We just don't have a gold medal podium, a silver medal podium, and a bronze medal podium, and that's probably why UL wanted to get in on this thing. Isn't
well, yeah.
that right?
And I got to tell you, Keith, I think the level of athletes on the tour has never been better. So if you want to see, we talked about this, Craig, last time you were on. No matter what kind of golfer you are, you want to get a tempo fixed. The human metronome is the LPGA player. A metronome, it's different than a dome, is the LPGA player because you can watch that swing. And it's an amazing amount of power that gets generated. But they're great athletes. It's great entertainment. And I assume that's why you all wanted to be involved.
Well, yes, exactly. That's right. And I used to live in Minneapolis, so I do know the difference between a metrodome and a metronome.
Yeah, but same here.
And my wife's a professional singer, so I've learned that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, first of all, these ladies are absolutely unbelievable athletes. Secondly, it's a game that a lot of us who play golf can relate to a little bit more than the PGA Tour. The distances they hit the ball are more similar to what we do.
Except when they hit green after green after green and they make putts. That's where it ends for us.
I think you do that as well, right?
Yeah, sure do. Then I wake up and I go play golf.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I think the other thing is these women who play on the LPGA are the most approachable, amazing professional athletes in the world. And that's a great reason for fans to come out this week and watch UL International Crown. The interaction with the people on the LPGA is a very special, unique experience.
I completely agree. I've been to a Solheim Cup as well. There's nothing like watching team play because golf is such an individual sport. But seeing the girls come together and play for the team, that spirit and that camaraderie, it's second to none.
And with this event, what the fans are going to see, and we all know Chicago's got great golf fans. I mean, I grew up here going to the Western Open at Butler National and then out at Cog Hill, and the fans here are just super. They're going to see pageantry. They're going to see passion. They're going to see energy. They're going to have faces painted. We're going to play national anthems from all the eight countries on Thursday morning on the first tee.
Jim Cornelison has to sing all of them. He's struggling with Korea.
He is. He's working on that. We're going to try to bring him in some help. But that's the beauty of it. You know, this competition has grown so much in 2 years,
sure,
partly because of UL taking it to a whole nother level. But the other thing is the players now, as you can imagine, are very well aware of trying to make the team for their country.
Right.
I mean, I've had players come up to me, I really want to get there. I want to be on that Australia team, and then don't make it, and they're upset. China was trying to figure out if they were going to get in. Don't go up to Atha Munoz, who's on Spain, and one was Spain the last go-around. They didn't even qualify this time. Shouldn't
right.
want to talk about it at all that right. they didn't get in. So I think everybody is seeing some momentum with this event, and we're going to Korea in 2018, so it's going to be spectacular.
And both of you can address this. The Merit Club is a choice of venue here. We're lucky enough to play that course quite a bit. But it's great. It's a great. Well, no, we sneak on.
Oh,
it's a great venue with a lot of natural stadium settings on mm-hmm. holes, and for fans that want to come out, you can see a lot of holes from certain points on that course.
It's a fantastic course. Have you played it?
I have played it, and I totally agree with you. It's a fantastic place to watch golf. It's going to be a great test of golf for the players in match play. The routing, as you may know, is a little bit different so that we can have more of the finishing holes around the clubhouse
right.
and make it easier for spectators as well. I think it's going to be fantastic. And, of course, it was a former Open Championship site.
That's right. U.S. Women's Open. Kari Webb. Christy Kerr was right there in second place, and she's in the field as well this week.
Kari Webb was in here not long ago.
Right. That's right.
She's in the field as well. More with you guys in just a second. Quick break. We'll come back and talk more about the UL Crown. Again, go to ulcrown.com.
No, you don't have to. You actually don't have to because, see, I brought you guys some stuff.
Oh, ooh. We don't have to.
See?
Oh, okay.
I mean, we can give tickets away live on the air if you wanted to right now. I'm not telling you how to
it's
do your show.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, Dave can tell us.
And I don't blame
him. He wants to do it.
Someone should.
Greg.
Here you go, Dave. There's two.
Excellent.
Thank you.
How about this? We give away two pair of tickets as long as you agree to buy four more to callers 7 and 8 now. 312-981-7200 is that telephone number. UOCrown.com. Back with more in a moment. 920 on 720 WGN. I have a lot of respect for corporate CEOs and muckety-mucks like my friend Keith here who get behind major sports and support major sports because of the community involvement, the community benefit to that, bringing communities together. But it's a big undertaking for UL, so thank you for doing it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're really looking forward to the event.
UL International Crown this weekend, this week, I should say, at Merit. Craig Kand is here as well, Chief Communications Officer at the LPGA. Craig, of course, on Golf Channel for years until the incident.
Doesn't everybody have one?
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah,
you're the best.
Some are more publicized.
By the way, who's the best player? Not previous tour guys, of guys that are broadcasters at the Golf Channel. Who's the best player?
Rich Lerner is a pretty good player.
Is he?
He is. Boy, we had a lot of lousy players. Van Pelt was horrible. He really was. No, he was. I mean, he'd be the first guy to tell you. Steve Sand's not that great a player.
Yeah,
Lerner's a pretty good player.
If we could just get Rich Lerner to talk. Last time around, I asked him a question, and Tom Skilling came in and said, that guy's got to stop talking. It's the UL International Crown. Again, the website is ulcrown.com. Let me ask you a question, Craig, okay. Because we know there's great golf going on the LPGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
But there is this continued question of folks going, when so many of the stars are Korean stars,
mm-hmm.
and you want to get young girls involved, not just in America, but around the world, is there an identity problem, or has that been trumped up?
No, I don't think there's an identity problem at all. I think I think what we're seeing in sports in general, I mean, go to every sport, first of all, and try to find a league that's not going global.
Right.
The NFL's going global. The NBA goes and plays overseas. Baseball's got their event outside the United States. That's just the way we're going right now. And as Keith would attest, there are partners of the LPGA and other sports that, that want to partner and do business in the United States that are perhaps Asian companies, and there are businesses in the United States that want to do business in Asia. But for young kids, I mean, look, Tiger Woods did a lot of great things for the game of golf. What I think he did most of all is that he grew the game by creating this desire for young kids in every country to want to be the next Tiger Woods.
No, exactly right. And isn't it so American that we would have this discussion, right? Because when Tiger Woods was the king of the hill,
yep,
there were Japanese kids who got up every morning and wanted to be Tiger Woods.
Right.
So why can't there be little girls in this country who want to follow the Korean stars on tour right now?
On the LPGA, one of our biggest missions is to grow the game for young girls.
Right.
We've gone from 10,000 girls a year through the LPGA USGA Girls Golf Program 5 years ago to 50,000 girls introduced to the game each year right now. That's a big initiative for us, and we're going to keep trying to push. We got to find ways to get people into the game, but we also have to find ways to keep people in the game that are already playing.
That's a great point.
Because of other things. That's as big a challenge as anything else that we have out there.
It's a great point. And as far as UL's involvement in this goes, you guys start this a long time before the tournament starts, right?
Oh, we do. We started this really right after Kays Valley 2 years ago, and we're already thinking about Korea. I really think, though, what Craig said is important, is that everybody in the world wants to have a global league for whatever their sport is. LPGA seems to have gotten there soonest. I lived 11 years in Asia, and I can tell you every Saturday, Sunday morning when you go play golf somewhere, what you'll see on the television is the LPGA. And
makes total sense, right?
There is. And just as Sei Rae Park inspired young girls in Korea, Shan Shan Feng will inspire young girls in China. The Jutanyagarn sisters are inspiring young golfers in Thailand. Yanni Tsung in Taiwan. I think it's absolutely fantastic, and the global competition makes it a much better game.
A very unfair conversation to me is that the Korean-born players don't Americanize, or they don't speak the English language. We have some players on our tour that speak better English than I do that are born in Korea. And they work hard at it. You know, when I go over to Korea, I can't speak their language.
Sure.
Why do we expect them to be so great so quickly and say, oh, they can't do this, they can't do that? They love being a part of the LPGA. And I don't care whether it's from China. Shan Shan Feng speaks phenomenal English, and she is one of our best ambassadors. So Yun Yu, I think you're playing with her in the Pro-Am this week. She's unbelievable. Yanni Sen has carried the crown around this whole town doing a publicity tour.
Cool.
So they are some of our best ambassadors.
And they've stepped up.
It's super proud. You know, one thing I just want to add before we go, we had to do a second run on media credentials the other day.
Oh, great as
in this town.
Cool.
So that's one of the best
that's
things
tremendous
that's happened about this event for us in 2 years' time.
I think it's great, too, that young girls are getting involved. I volunteered last year at a girls' golf clinic. LPGA-sponsored Lumel Nadis was out there, too. But the girls were as young as 6 to 12. And one of the misperceptions was one of the moms said, well, it's so expensive, mm-hmm, but didn't realize, you know, you can rent clubs. Mm-hmm. You can get a starter set. You can be fitted. So because a lot of women use men's clubs, and they're too big for them. But I think it's great, the initiative to get girls, especially younger girls,
I agree,
involved
I don't
in the sport.
Yeah, and I don't think cost is a barrier as much as interest and distraction and other things.
Exactly.
And keeping them active and getting them out there, it's great.
17 and under in free all week this week. And on Saturday, Big Kids Day. A lot of stuff going on. Great opportunities for all of them to take part. You know,
last question from your mentor, a guy that you listened to as a toddler, yeah. Dave Ennett.
Okay, he never said toddler. The crowds, when you were in Baltimore 2 years ago, mm-hmm, what were the crowds like? Because international competition, they tend to be more boisterous. Do you expect that this week?
I hope we get that this week. I mean, we're saying bring the noise. We built the kind of the setting around the first tee to have those anthems played. We're going to have walk-up songs for each country when they come up to the first tee.
Oh, that's very
cool. They get to pick
their
own.
Cool.
We try to do, you know what? We try to be different. We are not trying to do the cookie cutter what everybody else does. This was not supposed to be the United States against the rest of the world. This wasn't supposed to be the United States against Asia. This is every country for themselves, qualify, take the best players. Hey, guess what? Brooke Henderson's not in this because Canada's not good enough yet across the board. Neither is New Zealand, and Lydia Ko's not in the event. But I guarantee you, in 6-8 years' time, they will grow the sport in their country, and this event will grow and become one of the best events, not just on the LPGA Tour, because it already is, but in golf in general.
The UL International Crown. Glad to have you guys in town. At the Merritt Club in Gurnee. Andrea just stole the crown.
No,
and,
I didn't steal the crown.
I don't know. There's a major crime happening
gorgeous.
In your studio.
This is Tiffany, by the way.
UL, yes, I know. Yes, it of course is. I know. It actually fits my ring finger. ULCrown.com. Thank you again to UL, and thank you to Keith Williams, and thank you to Craig Ken. Nice to see you guys.
Thank you very
Great
much.
To be
Thanks
here.
For being here.
Really appreciate what you guys have done for us.
Back with a big story next on 720 WGN.